Today, I'm joined by Umar Ba, author of the recently published review article called Global Justice and Race. Thank you so much for joining me today. First off, what do you see as the main contribution of your piece?
The piece is a review essay, and as such, it is an appraisal of past and current debates regarding global justice and race. It does also bring together various strands of literature into conversation, ranging from political philosophy to political theory to IR and postcolonial theories. This is the main contribution that the article tries to bring forth. And then I apply those strands of literature and those theories to the practice of international criminal justice, and specifically looking at the International Criminal Court.
Great. How did you get to writing it?
I have been working on international criminal justice for over a decade now. This was what my doctoral dissertation focused on. And in the course of working on international criminal justice and the International Criminal Court, I have also been interested in questions of law, violence, and race. This is what brought me to be interested in postcolonial theory. And in the course of working with that, I got to know Robbie, the editor of this journal. And from conversations, he invited me to write the review essay that looks at global justice and race. Now, until then, my focus had been on international criminal justice, not global justice, which is a much broader subject. This is how I got to look into global justice itself and then try to trace its genealogy and connecting it to postcolonial theories and IR literature, but also towards the end of the essay, I go back to international criminal justice specifically and look at the institutions and international courts and how they could fit within the debates in global justice.
Could you briefly explain what global justice is and what some of the main arguments are?
Global justice relates to a number of theories that are typically normative, meaning that trying to find the better good. Some of the questions that global justice theories focus on, for instance, are how could we rectify global inequality? How could we address human rights abuses, the roots of poverty, for instance, and what does the global north or developed countries owe to the people and the states in the global south? Specifically, what do we as humans owe each other in ways that would reduce global inequality? And these questions could be traced back to the 60s and the 70s within a political theory and political philosophy. In international politics, they have also involved questions regarding human rights abuses and demands from the global south, for instance, for policies or different international orders that would provide a rectification to the structural injustices and the legacies of colonialism and imperialism. In a nutshell, this is what global justice debates have focused on. Now, what we've seen also is that mostly the philosophers and those who have discussed global justice have not put race as an organizing principle of the world order. They have not typically focused on the dimension, the racial dimensions of this global inequality that they have been discussing.
Where do you see a place for global justice in the field of international relations, and what does it mean to recognize it as a racialized discourse, as you say in your paper?
Yeah, global justice is not really central to IR scholarship to the extent that political science is concerned with questions of global justice. It has mostly been in the purview of political theory and political philosophy. But because questions of global justice deal with global inequality, poverty, and economy, political scientists are by necessity concerned with these questions as well. But the questions of human rights also, and these days even global health, are central to discussions on global justice. In IR, there has been scholarship that have dealt with inequality, international law, its foundations, and how they do intersect with the questions of race and the legacies of colonialism and imperialism. But this scholarship has been on the margins of IR. If we take, for instance, in North America, the International Studies Association, which is the main association of people who do study international relations and international study, such questions have been typically located within specific sections of ISA, such as global development studies. This is where you do find most of the scholars who have been concerned with these questions. But again, although there is a very rich genealogy of scholarship related to race and the legacies of colonialism and imperialism and how they do affect international politics and global justice specifically, this scholarship has been marginal and not in a pejorative way, but just at the margins of what mainstream IR has been concerned with over the past few decades.
Lastly, in which way does your work on the racialized structures underpinning the International Criminal Court intersect with debates on global justice?
So if those who write on global justice are concerned with normative theories such as what do we owe to distant others, how do we rectify and combat economic inequality, then surely we live in a world right now that is still shaped by the legacies of colonialism and imperialism. And because of that, questions of global justice must by necessity look into racial dimensions of our current global order, which has not typically been the case. But also in the post-World War II era, there has been one single international court that has been created, which is permanent, and which ostensibly must have a global remit, meaning that this is the court that was created, the only court that's been created since the end of World War II, which is supposed to be permanent and which aims at having universal jurisdiction and which goal is to end impunity for the crimes that are deemed to be the most atrocious ones, meaning genocide, war crimes, crimes against humanity, and the crime of aggression. This code itself comes out of the euphoria of the 1990s, the end of the Cold War, a moment of liberal cosmopolitanism. So the ICC is a project, a culmination of this liberal cosmopolitan ideal. But this liberal cosmopolitan ideal does not take into consideration the fact that by design, this court is meant not to deliver justice. Because this is a court which consecrates the West as the arbitrator of what constitutes a crime, this is also a court which by design is not able to investigate and prosecute Western perpetrators of those crimes. And worse, this is a court that is built upon a legacy which basically consecrates Western subjects as unable to commit such crimes. By definition, what the court does is consecrate the other, the racialized other, as the one who is able and who does commit this crime, the one who must be disciplined and brought to justice, whereas Western exonerated from the capability of committing such crimes, which they do commit, by the way, and which oftentimes they commit against the same racialized others who are brought to justice in the name of ending impunity for such crimes. So this is what I mean by global justice and international criminal justice are racialized discourses by necessity, and this is where the International Criminal Court fit within those debates.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.